In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom. I'm glad to be with you today. As long as God is still on his throne, and he is, and he hears and answers prayer, and he does, and just as long as your faith in him is intact, everything's going to be all right. Those who love God, all things work together for the good. The positive, the negative, the good, the bad, and the ugly. All things work together for the good to those who love God. My question is this, do you love him today? Do you love the Lord Jesus today? Have you told him that you love him? Oh yes, how we need to tell him, I love you, Jesus. I do not want to be like the world. I want to be separate from the world. I want to proclaim your word in deed and in power and in sacrament. Oh yes, you are the Lord, and I praise you. You are the Lord, and I say thank you, Lord. Do you love him today? Have you told him that you love him? That's an issue that I can't make you do. You say, but I don't know him. Then you tell him, I want to know you. To know you. Adam knew Eve in 9 months, they gave it a name. I'm talking about experiential knowledge. I call it hot fudge Sunday knowledge. Oh, yes. Do you love him today? Did you tell him that you love him? Tell him now, I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. Matthew 22, verse 15. Then the Pharisees went and plotted to entrap him in what he said. They want to entrap Jesus, but you're not going to entrap Jesus. He's the Lord. He's the Lord. He's the Word made flesh and the splendor of the Father. You can't entrap Jesus, but they're going to try. So they sent their disciples to Jesus along with the Herodians saying, Teacher, we know that you are sincere. Oh, they're trying to butter him up. And you teach the way of God in accordance with the truth. They're buttering him up. And show deference to no one, for you do not regard people with partiality. Tell us then what you think. Is it lawful to pay taxes to Caesar, to the emperor, or not? But Jesus, aware of their malice, oh yes, they think he's going to say, no, you don't have to pay taxes. Jesus, aware of their malice, said, why are you putting me to the test, you hypocrites? Show me the coin used for tax. And they brought him a denarius. Then he said to them, whose head is on the denarius and whose title? And they answered, the emperor's, Caesar. Then he said to them, give therefore to the emperor the things that are the emperor's, and to God the things that are God's. I tell you, you never can give God too much because he gave you everything. He gave you the breath that you're breathing. He gave you the arms that you pray with. He gave you the feet that you walk with. Oh, yes. He gave you everything. Do you know that today? Are you grateful for what he's given you? Are you grateful for giving you everything? So how do we worship God? By giving him back everything that he's given me. My money, my time, my treasure, my turmoil, everything I give to him because he's the Lord. Do you know that today? That he's the Lord. And when they heard this, they were amazed and they left him and went away. Until they're seeking another time to question him. They think that by questioning him, he's going to fall down. But Jesus is the Word made flesh. He not only knows the Word, but he is the Word. Let's continue. the question about the resurrection. I love this one. The same day, some Sadducees came to him. Sadducees are sad, you see, because they don't believe in the resurrection. They don't believe in the resurrection. The Pharisees believed in the resurrection. The Sadducees saying there is no resurrection. And they asked Jesus a question saying, "Teacher, Moses said if a man dies childless, his brother shall marry the widow and raise up children for his brother. Now there were seven brothers among us. The first married and died childless, leaving the widow to his brother. The second did the same, so did the third, down to the seventh. Last of all, the woman herself died. In the resurrection," see, they don't believe in the resurrection, "then whose wife of the seven will she be?" Oh, they know things about the earth, but they know nothing about heaven. They know things about the earth, but they know nothing about heaven. For all of them had married her. Jesus answered them and said, "You are wrong, because you neither know the scriptures nor the power of God." Do you know the scriptures? Do you know the power of God? All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to Jesus. Do you know that he gives that authority to the church? Do you know that he loves you? Do you know that he's got something for you? Oh, yes. You neither know the scriptures nor the power of God. For in the resurrection, they neither marry nor are they given in marriage. But they are like the angels in heaven. And as for the resurrection of the dead, have not you read what was said by God? I am the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. He is the God not of the dead, but of the living. I tell you, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob were living in the glory of God. And when the crowd heard it, they were astounded at his teaching. Oh, yes. He knows what to say. He knows how to say it. He is the Word made flesh. You're not going to trap Jesus with his words. He is the Word of the Father from all eternity and before eternity. When the Pharisees heard that Jesus silenced the Sadducees, they gathered together, and one of them, a lawyer, asked him a question to test him. "Teacher, teacher, which commandment in the law is the greatest?" He said to the teacher, to the man, "You shall love the Lord your God with your whole heart, with your whole soul, with your whole mind." Give us that grace, O God, to love God with our whole heart, our whole soul, and our whole mind. This is the greatest and first of the commandments, and the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. And Jesus says in John's gospel, "You shall love your neighbor as I have loved you, even unto death." On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Now while the Pharisees were gathered together, Jesus asked them this question, "What do you think of the Messiah? Whose son is he?" They said to Jesus, "The son of David." Jesus said to them, "How is it then that David, by the Holy Spirit, calls him Lord, saying, 'The Lord said to my Lord, sit on my right hand'?" In other words, he's greater than the son of David. He is David's Lord. Oh, yes, "The Lord said to my Lord, sit on my right hand, and I will put your enemies under your feet." David thus calls him Lord. How can you say if he's his son? No one was able to give him an answer, nor from that day did anyone dare to ask him any more questions. Oh, yes, again, Jesus is the Word made flesh. He's got all the answers. He is the answer. No one comes to the Father except through Jesus Christ. No one comes to the Father except through the blood of the Lamb. We need to be washed with the blood of the Lamb. That's the way we come to the Father. It started at baptism. I am living my baptized life. Baptism is like marriage. It started on a day, but it goes continually. Baptism is until I die, my baptized life. I am living my baptized life. Are you? Are you living your baptized life? Are you living the life that Jesus has given you to live in the sacrament of baptism? It's not only baptism, it's living a baptized life, knowing God and knowing Jesus. Chapter 23 of Matthew. Then Jesus said to the crowds and to his disciples, "The scribes and the Pharisees sit on Moses' seat. Therefore do whatever they teach you and follow it, but do not do as they do, for they do not practice what they teach." In other words, what they tell you, do, but don't follow them because they don't practice what they teach. Oh yes, they tie up heavy burdens, hard to bear, and lay them on the shoulders of men, but they themselves are unwilling to lift a finger to move them. They do all their deeds to be seen by men, for they make their phylacteries broad and their fringes long. They love to have the place of honor at banquets and the best seats in their synagogues. Are you into that stuff? Are you into being the first among many rather than the servant among many? What are you into today? Are you into, you know, when I go to a wedding, they sit me on the head table. I don't like the head table. I'm next to the flower girl who needs ginger ale. I'd rather be with the people, but this is where they put me. I don't like it, I don't want it, and I don't need it. And to be greeted with respect in the marketplaces, to have people call them rabbi. Oh yes, but you are not to call anyone rabbi, for you have one teacher, and you are all students. Do you know that today? We have one teacher, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Jesus is the teacher, and he teaches us inwardly by the Holy Spirit. You are all students. Call no one your Father on earth, for you have one Father, the one in heaven. Who is your Father? The God of all creation, the God who spoke the world into existence. Oh yes, he is our Father. And I tell you, John tells people, fathers, do not neglect your children. So John tells us it's all right to call people Father, but not your Father. Your Father is in heaven. Nor are you to be called teachers, for you have one instructor, the Messiah. The greatest among you will be your servant. Ah, here we go again. He tips the world upside down. The greatest among you will not sit at the right hand of people, but will be your servant. Are you a servant of God? Does God use you to be his servant? I want to be a servant when I grow up. I want to be a servant now, but I'm not called to be great and awesome. There is only one great and awesome. His name is Jesus. The rest of us are instructed, are teachers that have been formed by the Word of God. All who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted. Though he was in the form of God, he did not deem equality with God something to be grasped at. He had the glory of God, but he decided that he would empty himself, taking the form of a slave and being humble still, dying on a cross. Oh yes, he is the servant of the servants. On the night before he died, he took a basin and a cloth and washed the dirty feet of the apostles. And he said to them, "You must do likewise. You who are called great must be servants of all. But woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you lock people out of the kingdom of heaven, for you do not go in it yourselves, and then others are going in, you stop them. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you cross the sea and the land to make a single convert, and you make the new convert twice as much a child for hell as yourselves. I tell you, these Pharisees and scribes were being told that they are not righteous, and they got so angry. They want to kill Jesus. After Jesus cleared the temple, they want to kill him. They want to kill him, oh yes. But you know what? I don't want to have anyone kill Jesus. He died once and for all, for our sins and for our salvation. He died once and for all, and he loves you. Do you know that today? That he loves you and that he has plans for your life. Hallelujah. He has plans for your life, not only for the now, but for your life. Do you know that today? Woe to you, blind guides, scribes and Pharisees. Whoever swears by the sanctuary is bound by nothing, but whoever swears by the gold of the sanctuary is bound by an oath. You blind fools, which is greater, the gold or the sanctuary that has made the gold sacred? In other words, they swear by the gold and not by the sanctuary. I tell you, in the sanctuary, we have Jesus in the Holy of Holies. We want to go beyond the curtain into the Holy of Holies to be with Jesus in the power of the resurrection. And you say whoever swears by the altar is bound by nothing, but whoever swears by the gift that is on the altar is bound by an oath. How blind you are. Oh, they don't like this. They don't like this at all. He calls them blind. For which is greater, the gift of the altar that makes the gift sacred? So whoever swears by the altar swears by it and by everything on it. And whoever swears by the sanctuary swears by it, and the one who dwells in it, his name is God. And whoever swears by the heaven swears by the throne of God, and the one who is seated upon it, that's Jesus. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you tithe and mint and rue and dill and cumin, and you have neglected the weightier matters of the law, like taking care of your mother and father in their old age. Justice and mercy and faith, it is these you ought to have practiced without neglecting the others. You blind guides, you strain out the gnat, but swallow the camel. My gosh, he's telling them some terrible things. But you know what? They're going to get so angry, they want to put him to death. But why does he tell them that? So that they would repent. He doesn't tell them that just so he would tell them these things, but that they would repent, that they would see that they are sinners in need of the grace of God. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you clean the outside of the cup and of the plate, but inside you are full of greed and self-indulgence. You blind Pharisee, first clean inside of the cup so that the outside may become clean. Oh yes, clean the inside. Where do we have to be clean? In the heart. We need the blood of Jesus to wash away our sins. We need the blood of Jesus to cleanse us from within. Oh yes, it's good to wash your hands, but it's much better to have a heart that has been circumcised. The prophet said, circumcise your hearts, not your bodies. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you are like whitewashed tombs, which on the outside they look so beautiful, but inside they are full of bones and of the dead and all kinds of filth. So you also, on the outside, you look righteous by others, but inside you are full of hypocrisy and lawlessness. Oh my, cleanse us from within, O God, by the blood of Jesus. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, For you build the tombs of the prophets and decorate the graves of the righteous. And you say, if we had lived in those days of our ancestors, we would not have taken part with them in shedding the blood of the prophets. They're deceiving themselves. They killed the prophets. Why? Because the prophets told them the truth of who they were and who they weren't. And because they worshipped false gods, he was going to send them away to Babylon. They hated the prophets. They hated the prophets. How we need prophetic people, not only to tell us, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, but repent and believe the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Repent and believe the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the way, the truth, and the life. Thus you testify against yourselves that you are descendants of those who murdered the prophets. Fill up then the measure of your ancestors. You snakes, you brood of vipers. My gosh, they hate him. He calls them these things so that they would repent. You snakes, you brood of vipers. How can you escape being separated or sentenced to hell? Therefore I send you prophets, sages, scribes, some of whom you kill and crucify, and some of them you flog in your synagogues and pursue from town to town, so that upon all may come all the righteous blood shed on the earth, from the blood of the righteous Abel to the blood of Zechariah, the son of Barachiah, whom you murdered between the sanctuary and the altar. Truly I tell you, all this will come upon this generation. I'm thinking of the prophet Amos right now. He said in the last days there's going to be a famine, not of food, but of the word of God. People hearing the word of God. People hearing of repentance. People giving their life to Jesus. People believing that the kingdom has come on earth as it is in heaven. Oh yes, that God wants to cause us to believe that we need to be washed clean by the blood of Jesus. Without the blood of Jesus, there is no forgiveness of sins. Without the blood of Jesus, we are in our sin. Do you know that today? That the blood makes us righteous before God. How we need to be washed in the blood. Oh God, wash me in the blood of Jesus. Oh God, wash me in the precious blood of the Lamb. Oh God, I thank you for washing me in the blood of Jesus, making me righteous by grace, not by my works, lest anyone boast. Verse 37, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the city that kills the prophets and stones those who are sent to it. How often have I desired to gather your children together as a hen gathers her brood under her wings, and you were not willing to come. See, your house is left to you desolate, and I tell you, you will not see me again until you say, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Oh yes, Jesus says, I wanted to gather you, Jerusalem, under my arms like a mother hen gathers her brood, but you would not come. You would not come. You just what? You just tried to deceive me. You tried to catch me in my words, how I wanted to love you, but you would not come. Are you coming today? Just as I am, without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, and that you bid me come to thee, just as I am, I come. But he doesn't leave us just as we are. He changes us from one degree of glory to another. Do you know that today? He changes us by his grace from one degree of glory to another. We who have been washed with the blood of the Lamb, we who have given Jesus our lives, oh yes, have you given him your life today? Have you told him you love him today? Do you know today that we owe taxes to the emperor, but we owe our whole life to Jesus Christ, to God the Father, and to the Holy Spirit? the angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Who are you following today? Are you following your own ways? Are you following the Lord Jesus Christ, who gave up his life for us and who rose from the dead? Who are you following today? God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.